call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
The owners and associates of Take No Responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the host of this talk show or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this radio station.
Tune into the Al Roker Show. And as always, I got Seven the Poet. JJ sitting back in with us. We got Keisha Hunt.
What up,
and we got Nyanza.
Now, you know my name. You said it 55 times today. It's
what is it?
Nyanza.
Nyanza. So who gave you that name? Your dad?
Okay. No. Well, no. My mom and dad went to Prairie View, and they knew a
PBU.
Lady named Nyanza. PBU. They met and married at Prairie View, and they had a friend named Nyanza. And now she lives in Missouri City, so she is my namesake.
Okay. All right.
There
you go.
What's your nickname?
So it's not one of those made-up situations where you add a qua and a la and a ta to all the syllables.
Nyanza qua.
Not that. And actually, if you Google Nyanza, you'll probably have about 5 million hits online because it's a province in Kenya where President Obama's father is originally from.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh.
There always has to be some education in the nation.
Oh, yeah. So now your name is...
Okay. We're going to let you have it.
Lanyanza.
Lanyanza Nikwa.
That was pretty Mo City right there.
There it is.
That was definitely Mo City. That was definitely Mo City. So JJ, you back with us again.
Hey.
It is a pleasure.
Nice to be here.
Good, good. And we got our homeboy Keisha sitting down there.
What's happening, Playo?
You see
that's so wrong.
You see
how number one niece.
Hey, you see the seating arrangement, huh? Boy, girl.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Boy, girl.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that it's a fact.
It's a fact.
I am the homie.
It's the homie. The big homie.
I am the homie. I'm the single homie. So JJ, how you doing?
That was a shot at Jay. Now, I don't even know why she even picked that up. That was a slug at Jay.
Jay ain't with that.
You know what?
Jay is not with that. But I'm glad you said that, because later in the show, Jay is going to talk about black love.
Yes.
And she's talking about black love between a man and a woman.
And she's sitting next to you.
Indeed.
Was that your sex?
That was my Keith inside my Keisha. Indeed.
And you got to check out, man, we got our new fancy cricket cups. I had to get them.
I love cricket. Those. Yes.
Cricket is in the building.
Indeed.
Make sure you get a picture of that cricket cup.
You can get a picture of mine. It's holding my Yeti.
Oh, it's going to hold something good in here.
It's going to hold something. Y'all are crazy. So good. I'm glad we're back again. It is a pleasure. Seven, tell me what you've been up to. You ain't been up to nothing? Or you don't want to say it?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, he's been up to six. Night.
How is No Toes?
She's still falling behind. She kicking. We still kicking it.
Is she really kicking it, or she scooting it?
She taking shots at your girl.
Is she for real? She knuckling it.
Hey, let me tell you something.
She's nubbing it. She's nubbing it.
I nub her too.
Y'all corny, man.
Corny.
I can't can't believe you pulled me into that. I can't believe you pulled me into that.
In the day, while we talking about black love and evidently your love for the woman with no toes, we got Nikki Woods today. And she got a special guest for us today. He's talking about the vagina.
I ain't in there, but she ain't got no problems in that department. And let me tell you something, it ain't so bad.
Who ain't got?
I'm talking about my chick. And I'm talking, it ain't so bad that she don't have toes. Because let me tell you, out of all the stuff I have put her through, because you know how men be messing up.
Mm-hmm.
She's never walked away from me.
She never tiptoed away from me.
I'm sorry. That was the last one.
She's going to get you for that one. She's going to get you for that one.
That was it right there.
So, Ms. Moore.
Yes.
I don't want to mess your name up. Now, you from Fox 26.
Yes.
And then you decided to come down here and sit with us. You're going to be with me for a couple of weeks, I understand.
I am. I'm going to be with you for as long as you want me to be with you.
Oh, shuck it, duck it.
All right. Oh. I mean, if it goes smoothly, you know, I have all my toes. So if things go well, I'll tiptoe over here anytime you need me.
Okay. So tell us what
you're doing. Bro, they nice. She don't even have no corns.
Okay. See, look at these pretty feet. But I'm married. Okay,
so we
cover my bed food now.
So tell us what you do on Fox.
So for Fox 26, I have two roles. So I have been a commentator and presenting the progressive view on a show called What's Your Point? The show was created about 9 months prior to the presidential election, and it was only slated to be extended until basically the week after the election, but that was at a time when everybody thought the election was go a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't go a different way, and this election was much more cantankerous than any other election that we've seen in recent history. And so with Donald Trump, you know, coming from his social media background, his television background to win the presidency, Fox News thought it would be a fantastic idea to go ahead and keep the pulse of the people and have our views. Now, there are six commentators on the show. There's two liberals, two progressives, and two ultra conservatives that are like Tea Partiers.
Mm-hmm.
So I represent the progressive point of view. And so I stand my ground, I stand firm. You know, a lot of people have different opinions on the political climate now and on Donald Trump as our president. But, you know, as it stands right now, every single day there's something new. We can't even have a 7-level earthquake in Mexico without hearing about something that the Trump White House is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very relevant for us to keep this show. And the show has fantastic ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And it airs every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And, you know, that gives me plenty of time to come on tiptoe over here with all my tiptoes to hang out with you, Al.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know what? I like sitting next to you.
That's cool. But you know what? You may not even get to do the show this Sunday because the world's supposed to end Saturday.
There it is. Mm. Well, you know what? It is supposed to end.
It's supposed to end?
Now, from what we heard from the scientist David Mead, who is a Christian scientist, he says, and he is educated. But he said originally.
Thanks for that disclaimer.
He is, yeah. He has a master's degree.
But this don't sound like it's some smart thing.
Well, he has a master's degree in statistics. And so he's saying that based upon his statistical analysis, with all of the events that are occurring, the natural disasters, with the hurricanes, we haven't had a hurricane in 5 years, but now we've had three in the last 1 month.
Okay.
And so when you think about the hurricanes, you think about the earthquakes, and then he's using the Bible
mm-hmm.
to say. Well, initially he said that the world was going to end this Saturday, September 23rd. Mm-hmm. However, we all had our plans, and apparently he thought it was going to end, but when he realized the media was spinning his own theory, he decided to change the date.
Oh, mm. man.
But this is so this is my question for you, Seven. If the world was going to end on a Saturday, what's on your bucket list?
Oh, yes. Saturday.
Give me the clean version.
Nah, real spill.
he was trying to get away. He was trying to get out of town for the world.
No, listen. When you said it, you know, I was really about to say that I had really completed my bucket list. I've done pretty much everything I wanted to in life. I've accomplished a lot.
Okay.
I just kind of wake up bored some days.
Okay.
And so when I was about to say that,
I feel like when you say that stuff out loud, God will just snatch you out like, oh, okay, you done? Okay.
All right.
Poof.
Well,
right on.
That may be cool because the epiphany that you all witnessed on my face, I said, JJ's done it. JJ's on my bucket list.
Oh, right.
So if I die over you.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Really?
Oh, no, maybe you ought to send him to the bathroom because he's full of.
Somebody's calling you. Here that's, he comes.
That's no toes. No toes is calling him.
Lord.
So nah, man. Seriously, though, bro. I'm a pretty wild boy, man. Like, oh, that's what I've done. I did go skydiving.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it so much, I'm trying to figure out how to do it without the parachute.
Oh, that would be a good. Player.
It will be a rescue.
So, Jay, what would you do Saturday if the world is going to end before? It's going to end at 6, so you got to tell me what you're going to do.
I would tell some people about themselves. I mean, you might as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you try to be cordial to people. You try to be respectful. I would just let everybody have it that I felt like should have it. And
what? Are you going to do this, like, without profanity? Are you going to do this, like, in a nice church way?
No, I'm going to come right here on Amazing 102 and see if y'all let me broadcast it on the airway so I can just get everybody all at once. Because we don't have time to go to every individual person. So it's the last day. You know what I mean?
You got till 6 o'clock.
That's the last thing I want to... Boy, because let me tell you something. Oh, no, but we did establish that God know how we talk.
Give it to him, JJ.
Give it to him. Tell him.
So, Keisha, tell me what you going to do.
What I would do?
Yeah.
I know I'm just thinking about the issues that I got in my life, like child support. I have to figure out a way to try to get all that money back before 6 o'clock.
What you gonna do with it?
You spend it on when I'm gonna just—he
ain't gonna have it. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's all that matters.
So you gonna take it with you?
I'm gonna tell my son. We out of here.
Hey, did you hear it? Did you hear Trump gonna do away with child support?
I heard that. I don't know if I like that or not. I mean, it's cool. I ain't got to pay the child support.
Hey, say man, you know, I feel so shallow because. Soon as I heard that he was even considering it, first thing out of my mouth was "Make America Great Again."
Amen. I was like,
"Y'all got some child support issues." Yes. Y'all got some child support issues,
man. Yes. Look here.
So, Nyanza, what would you do?
Well, in light of what Keisha said, I thought it would be a good idea for you to murder somebody because you could actually just murder him. Forget the money.
That way,
since you're going to die anyway, you could just take him out first. See, and then there would be no penalty.
You're right.
But that was for you. So for myself,
right on.
I would probably just...
Look at Seven's face.
I would kiss my children and make love to my husband.
Aww.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So he gets it that one time.
That's a pretty good way to go out.
Yeah, you got to go out like that, connected.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Cool. Hashtag black love.
Al, what would you do?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably...
He bail everybody out. He gonna bail everybody out.
I would bail everybody out. I would just write bonds and let everybody just run free. And then I would just definitely do that.
That does not sound exciting. If it's my last day, I'm just writing bonds.
I'm not going to write for myself. I'm going to have somebody else do it.
Okay.
Right. So,
okay.
Yeah, that'll probably be the main
thing. But it's their last day, too. You so selfish.
He said no, I want everybody to be free.
Yeah.
I'm going to free all the black people.
Right on.
Because we still ain't free.
Hot topics
are coming up, y'all. Kevin Hart's side piece. She spoke out. She said she a victim, too. Can a side piece really be a victim?
And
experimenting in the bedroom. Can it be dangerous?
I want to hear this one with the no-toe.
We're going to find out. You are listening to the Al Rucker Show on Amazing 102.5 FM.
Rucker Show. It's the best thing to do on a Friday afternoon.
The Al Rucker Show.
I live and breathe Houston. Amazing people, great sports, fantastic food. I just want to get more involved with the city I love.
We hear you. Hi, I'm Emma, an AARP volunteer in Houston. We're helping make Houston a better place to live, work, and play by hosting fun-free events for people of all ages. Connect with us at our tech workshops, free movie screenings, or gardening and cooking classes. If you don't think this is right for me when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Get to know us at aarp.org/Houston.
Thank you for tuning back into the Al Rucker Show. We are sitting looking at Seven play with his phone. Seven, are you here? Seven.
I'm inviting people to participate in the show.
Participate in the show. We appreciate that. Up next, we're going to talk about Kevin, right? That's what we're going to talk about, Kevin Hart.
He's invited people to participate in the show.
Kevin Hart.
Right, the show he didn't even know about. Man,
tell me what you think about that, Seven. What's your thoughts on Kevin?
I think it was a pretty ballsy move for him to go ahead and jump out in front of it and come clean. Mm-hmm. I do like the statement released by his wife. I didn't
hear the statement. Yeah, what she say?
Oh, she said.
Hold on. Some people might not even know what happened.
Yeah.
So what happened? Tell the story. I know.
So
you know.
All I know is my man supposedly got caught on video making out with a chick. Somebody hit him up, whoever was recording it, hit him up like, yo, I want $10 million and a 40 ounce.
But I heard from what I thought it was one of his dudes in his crew. What? That's hold on. No?
How'd they hit him up?
That's what I want to know.
I don't know how. I mean, nowadays, social media,
yeah, probably.
You know, telephone, telegraph, telehold. I don't know.
What's your thoughts on that? You said it was ballsy for him to confess or come
out. Let me show you how you not finna get this $10 million.
Yeah.
And
I
then
agree with him. He jumped out there.
Yeah,
out there
and
first.
Then like the wifey though was the most gangster statement.
What was she say?
Side pieces come with the job.
Oh,
she good.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Side piece.
Right.
Well, yeah.
She was.
I left home.
So Jay, you seem shocked.
Yeah, I'm really not shocked, but it's just it's disgusting to me because, you know, we shouldn't have to accept that type of behavior at all. You know, and let's keep it real. When you are doing these things in the dark, they will come to light. And this is how it happens.
Jay, I totally agree with you. That behavior is totally sickening. How dare they ask him for $10 million?
You know right what? On. That's not what I'm talking about. And y'all so wrong for that. I mean, obviously they have an understanding. So if that's their thing, then that's their thing. And that's their thing. It's not my thing. I'm not going to marry somebody and then, you know, you got side pieces. Just don't marry me.
Right on.
Don't marry me. Be with the side pieces. Live free and
then she
and
wouldn't
single.
Be a side piece. Then
it's no fun.
It can't be a side piece.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is to a great degree, and I only say this because I know so many. I say this lightly because I know so many comedians personally, but he is, if not the biggest comedian of this generation,
of his generation.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's she gonna do?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I kind of blame it on society. At the end of the day, people have built Kevin up to be this megastar, and right now, the world is his playground. You know, it's like a kid going in the candy store. You take a little kid in the candy store, they believe they have anything in the store because you don't always buy it. This is this candy store, and that's probably why his wife said what she said.
Yeah, I mean, she be stupid to dip. If she leave, where she gonna go?
Well,
I mean, why is she got all
baby? Well, she got the baby. She got the baby. That child support. Okay, JJ. That child support go in.
Okay. Okay, Jay. When the money run out.
They're gonna run out for 18 years. That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Ah, oh, man. See, y'all done played me.
But this is the thing. She will leave. She will leave. I mean, I think she'll leave. Yes, Michael Jordan wife
she
left.
Will.
Watch this here. Y'all talking about Kevin, and I revisited my own situation. I was like, my chick will never run out.
Yeah.
She can't.
She ain't got no toes.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Y'all
don't
need no toes.
You have to see it, though.
The question that you asked was, can the side piece be a victim? I think in the Kevin Hart situation, she was not a side piece. I think of a side piece as a separate relationship other than your wife. Yeah. It seems like a one-off, like a jump-off.
Well, yeah.
So for me, I think that if Kevin Hart was involved with another woman for a period of time, and that was like a secret relationship that he had. Like a true affair. Not just a stripper in a strip club or whatever. It would be a little bit different for his current wife, you know, because then it would be emotional. Because mm-hmm. then that means that other woman could possibly have his heart. With this situation, you have to think about his current wife was the affair person from his first wife, allegedly, because she said they've been together for 8 years. And 8 years ago, he was married to his ex-wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, that may have been a love affair that he had with his current wife that caused that marriage to dissolve. Mm-hmm. So that in that situation, Inika or whatever her name is, she may not be have considered a side piece. She may have been his love affair that he fell in love with. Yeah, and left his wife for.
Yeah,
so
but
this
young
particular
lady,
situation.
Yeah, that wasn't a side piece.
This lady, just, you could be basically called just a typical whore.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
she's, I was thinking that.
Yeah, she's just, I mean, if you don't want to be that typical, you could say she was just a hoe. Because if she's in the strip club and she's doing all this and she's a nationwide stripper that just dancing for dollars and she just has a one-off with Kevin Hart, then that's a completely different situation. You're not going to leave your husband that you're pregnant with right now, his baby, for a jump-off.
Yeah.
She's an actress.
Oh, that's right. She's acting for different men at different times for $20 at a dance.
Yeah, but she says she's not a stripper,
So here's the thing. If she's not a stripper, then maybe she's finding her new footing in a new career because she got a high-powered lawyer.
She's a singer
and
actress.
Now that she's popular, she's got a social media following. We all Googled her. We didn't know who she was until this week.
Name?
Well,
I don't know
how to pronounce it. She'll probably change
it. She's
a beautiful girl. She's lawyered up. And at the end of the day, she's sensational to us now because now they're finding where she used to dance when she, in 2011 and 2013, she was dancing in Boston. So she says that she was not a stripper. Well, there's footage that she was actually doing something in Boston other than walking along the sidewalk. She was walking along the pole. So when you think about it,
pole walk,
you have to have compassion for Kevin Hart's wife because she was in an affair. So if she was a victim at the time, she may have thought that she was painted in a bad picture, but that man chose her over his ex-wife. This situation, this person is not a victim. She's not even a side
piece. She's a volunteer.
She's a jump-off.
Yeah. She's a worker.
I think it was a situation.
There you go.
And what would you do?
About what?
Would you pay or confess?
Would I pay or confess?
Right on.
I wouldn't have to do neither one because I wouldn't be in that situation.
Amen. That's right. To that.
Good deal, brother. Good deal,
right?
But if I was,
right on.
It wasn't me,
right on.
I'm gonna tell you,
that wasn't me.
You know what? I'd be like,
that was seven.
You know what? It sure was, and I'm gonna give you this money. Meet me at the Galleria, on the third floor at 12 o'clock.
Mm-mm. With the video.
Don't bring the video. You got that. I'm just come get this money. And at 12:01, you hear, oh! I'm going to push your ass clean off the third.
Up the third.
Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy.
You know what? Speaking of cheating, I don't know if you guys have been tuned in to Black Love. It has been so good. So they showed their fourth episode. They were getting ready to wrap up. It's on OWN. And now they're going to do more episodes because the demand has been so great. But on the show, Erica Campbell, from Mary, mm-hmm. her husband, Warren, admitted to cheating. And, you know, he got the woman pregnant. She didn't keep the baby. But I was just thinking, like, do you, like, if that happened to you, I want to know from the guys, because we, okay. if this were the...
You too, Keisha.
If this were the other way around and your wife or your girlfriend cheated on you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, would you be able to take her back like Erica took him back?
I could do it. I'm that baby pappy.
Because I feel like guys respond differently, right? Don't guys, like, when women cheat on men, it's like a whole different thing mm-hmm. than yeah. it is for
they
women.
They say that. But all my women have been pretty friendly sexually. You know, so, I gave up on it.
What does that mean?
You gave up on what?
I don't understand what that means.
I gave up on even believing. Let me tell you, when you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together,
okay.
you know what I'm saying? Like, something commonly said to me is, women cheat too. They're just better at it than men. I started hearing it all the time. Yeah. So then, you know, after this one kind of got called, and this one kind of got called, I was like, oh, this is what y'all do. Okay. Mm. I just gave up. That's what they do.
So you gave up on what specifically, though? What are you saying gave up on?
You know what? And this is okay, so let me give you that. There are so many versions of cheating.
Okay.
There's no way you can stop it, bro. That like this little new thing that they got. Oh, he got a at work wife.
The work spouse.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, to some people that's offensive, bro. Yeah. You know, this whole new thing about the DM. There's some conversations in my DM that could be seen as very flirtatious.
Yeah.
You know, or some conversations in her DM that could be seen as...
Don't let me pull up my DM.
I'm not finna do... not the DM I sent you. Look, that's what you don't pull up.
And not the 10 I sent you. Please. Let me go delete.
I would love to see the one. Now, Keisha, this is what I want to... Keisha, so when you DM somebody, what do you DM? Are you DMing a picture of you or what?
I need some background music. I need some Isaac Hayes right now.
It's pictures
and
I'm a pimp, baby.
Oh my god.
She said
pictures and
on what I send in the DM, baby.
I'm just asking. You say you said JJ.
I'm actually a nerd and I really don't have much game.
So the question I want to ask though, Jack, I'm assuming you get a lot of DMs.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you respond or not respond?
She don't.
It depends on what they say. Like, you know how you can check the DMs before you approve it, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, most of the time, if they say stuff like, oh, I want to get to know you, or can I have you, I don't respond to those. But if there's people that are like, oh, I think you're so pretty, or whatever, I respond. Because, I mean, there's still mm-mm, people... I do.
Now you know that's a bait. You know that's a bait, right?
Yeah. I mean, but then after that, like, I let it go.
Okay.
And I told you. I wrote a poem specifically for you.
No, you did not. You did not say
and
that.
And I copied and pasted.
Do you want me to tell everybody what you
said? No. Please do.
I want to know.
I will give you the $10 million.
I want to know what this DM is.
Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. Look, can you get too rough in the bedroom?
This is Seven the Poet.
We are going to find out next when we go out front with your girl, Nikki Woods.
This is Seven the Poet.
He don't sound that sexy.
Yo, I ain't seen you in a minute, but I got something to tell you. Listen.
See, the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard to explain, but girl, I'll try. You need to sit down, this may take a while. See, this girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was fooled. I'm reminded when I look at you, baby.
You remind me of a girl that I once knew. See your face whenever I look at you.
Won't believe it, baby.
that she was the one for me. Till I found out she was on her creep. Ooh, she was sexing everyone but me. This is why we could never be. Why I just can't get by. I know it's so unfair to you.
It's so unfair.
I can leave your ignorance to you. Wish I knew.
Wish I knew how to separate the two.
Whenever I look at you, wouldn't believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get with you.
The Al Roker Show is brought to you by Lux Shoe Boutique. Lux Shoe Boutique is your premier fashion headquarters, proudly offering stylish shoes and chic accessories for the fashionable woman. From trendy heels to comfort flats and sassy sandals, Lux Shoe Boutique has your shoe fashions covered. For new and trendy styles, www.luxshoe.com. That's www.luxeshoe.com. And when your shoe style matters, shop Lux Shoe Boutique. Shop smart, shop sexy, shop Lux.
Tuning back into the Al Roker Show, and we have our friend Nikki Woods. Nikki, how you doing?
I am good. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. We're excited about this interview you have. Tell us about it.
Well, it is going to be a lot of fun. Probably the most fun you will ever have with an OBGYN. My guest, Dr. Dre, author of 20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina, is a board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist. And today, we are going to have an adult conversation with Dr. Dre because our topic is when experimenting in the bedroom becomes too dangerous, a.k.a. you have to find your safe word. So there is obviously a thin line between experimentation and extreme freakiness, and somewhere in the middle is probably where we all should stay. So Dr. Dre is going to tell us how to avoid crossing that line. Hey, Dr. Dre.
Oh, my God. Hello. How are you? Oh, it'd be straight with Nikki Wood. You know I love you.
I love you, too. Let's start here. When do you know there is a need to spice up your sex life?
Oh, my gosh. So if sex is boring, ladies, you're always doing it in missionary style, you definitely need to spice up your sex life. Let's say you're left unsatisfied, you're not reaching orgasms, or even worse, you're faking it. If you're faking it out there, girls, make sure you're spicing up your sex life. And some of the ladies always complain they don't want to have sex with their husbands, right? They don't want to have sex with their partners. Or they're having that ABC sex, right? The anniversaries, birthdays, and celebration sex. You definitely want to spice up that sex life. And let's say if sex feels like a chore, if it feels like a chore, it's planned. So you know how you plan the day, the time, the location, 9 p.m., in the bedroom, on Tuesdays. You definitely want to spice up your sex life. But remember, sex should be spontaneous.
Right. All right, so you keep saying spice up your sex life. How can couples start to introduce or be more experimental in the bedroom?
First of all, get out of the bedroom. Get out of the bedroom. That's the first problem. So you want to switch up the location. So one of the locations that I always recommend would be on the washing machine during the spin cycle. That's hot. Dang. Also on the couch.
Wait, that's not a washing machine.
No. Oh, my God. The spin cycle, yes, ladies. Make sure you get him right into on time on the spin cycle. Try the couch as well. Definitely try the couch. So pillows, armrests, there's a lot of pillows there. There's a lot of armrests there. And the shower is another hot place. No pun intended.
I'm not sitting on anyone else's couch.
Now,
this is
I'm
great.
I'm so stuck on the washing machine. But so say we start experimenting. How will we know when things go too far?
So going too far. So this is key, ladies. Communication is key. So going too far means your partner is uncomfortable with what's going on in the bedroom. So you must talk to your partner, talk to your significant other, talk to your husband, talk to your wife, right? And you need to come up with a safe word for meaning stop. So whatever that word is, as soon as you say that word to your partner, they stop and, like, chill out. So you have to come up with a safe word.
Okay.
What's wrong with just saying stop, though? What's wrong with just saying stop?
You can say stop. Well, stop is universal. No is universal. Come up with something sexy.
Like strawberries.
Strawberries.
But it depends on how you say stop. Stop.
Well, if you call somebody else's name, they'll stop.
Oh, right. That's the same.
John. Dr. Dre, I know that you bring quite a few books.
Can you share 3 tips to having your best sex?
Okay, let's talk about the vagina. Can we talk about the vajayjay today?
Yes.
Yeah?
The vajayjay.
You already are.
So let me teach you about 3 tips to have your best sex. So there's 3 spots in the vagina. So ladies, take out a pen and paper. Fellas, you do the same. Stop your car, pull over, take out your pen and paper, and write these down. So there's a G-spot, number 1. So we've all heard about that. So it actually feels like a walnut, and it's located inside of the vagina all the way at the top, right? It's about the length of your index finger. So you put that all the way at the top, right? Ladies, the way that you get to that is you want to get on top and ride backwards. There's also a spot called the A-spot. So the A-spot is deep in the vagina above the cervix. So that's where you get that good feeling doing that deep thrusting missionary style. And then there's that U-spot. The U-spot is around the urethra, which you urinate out of. So any kind of tickling in that spot would definitely turn you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, I'm watching. I'm actually watching the Facebook Live as we're doing this interview, and it does look like Al is actually taking notes. So
Oh my God, great.
I think that's fine.
He is.
So,
why have we never heard of the A-spot?
Dr. Dre has a free gift that you can get via his website, 20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina, and his website is www.drdre.com, and that's spelled D-R-A-I.
Dr. Dre, I have a question for you.
Don't let him go, no. Hold on.
Hold on. Dr. Dre, this is Nyanza Moore, and I'm a guest on the show today. And I just had a baby 6 weeks ago. Natural delivery, no C-section, no tearing, no nothing. So here's my question.
Do your Kegels, girl.
And here's the thing. And this is my second child, and when I cough and laugh and do whatever, nothing comes out because I was doing my Kegels the whole time. So everything's spit down there. So everything's spit down there. So how soon, now we're already back in the room doing our thing. How soon after having a baby with all those parameters can you have, you know, rougher sex? Like marathon.
Well, the vagina is very forgiving, so it generally heals anywhere between like 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So
I'm
at
here.
6 weeks, girlfriend, you can get it in. Have
so
fun.
My husband's birthday is on Sunday. If the world doesn't end, I guess we're gonna go all the way. Thank you, doctor.
All the way.
All right, and get out of the bedroom. I think we learned that already. You
yeah.
Go outside in the parking lot.
Then go in the car.
Flash.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
Nikki, we thank you on
thank
that
you.
One.
Thank you.
I like that
appreciate
one.
It.
Seven is
okay,
kind of.
Everybody's good.
I am awestruck.
You can let Dr. Dre go. Okay, good.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Dr. Dre. Appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Go love on. You guys.
Bye.
That was fantastic.
My question is, how does he know about all this?
Well, because he dissects the vagina all the
time. I know,
time.
But how do you know? How does he know to ride it backwards?
Because he listens to all of his patients to say what feels good. I mean, it's not like he has his own.
Okay,
vagina.
So question: Did you know there was an A spot?
No, I didn't know there was an A spot.
That's what I'm saying. How does he know there's an A spot?
Because somebody told him. Some woman had to tell him. And
what
if he's
mean?
Seeing vaginas, all
say,
he sees
bro,
them when they're sick.
No, listen, Al.
I want
to
know.
He just gave some titles you didn't know. Let me speak man to you.
Seven said he already knew the A spot.
A spot.
Okay.
I can feel it in my stomach. You done heard that before.
Okay. Be like, hey,
A-spot.
Hey, stop.
Okay. Okay. Hey, stop.
Okay, what about the U-spot? I never heard of that.
Yeah.
You did.
You hit that spot.
Hey.
You hit it. Okay.
Yeah, the G-spot is
God. That's when you hear the giggle because he mentioned about it tickling. So that's when you
right.
hear that giggle.
Right.
And you know.
That little.
He said the
G-spot
was the tickle.
So,
y'all are crazy, man.
The G-spot is the tickle.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with Ask Al.
On your radio.
Lock it down right here on the Al Rucker Show.
The Al Rucker Show.
Ask Al is next.
Don't move, you got a lot to lose.
Let me tell you when you need Midtown Bail Bond. When you come back in from out of town early and catch your wife's side piece making a sandwich with your slippers on. Midtown Bail Bond. 713-752-2663.
Tune back into the Al Roker Show, and we just got through listening to the G spot, the A spot, and the U spot. And Keisha had it.
You.
That's the.
Hey, stop.
Keisha had a very interesting.
No.
We don't want to go there. All right, we're going to let that be.
That's below the belt, literally.
It literally was below the belt.
Yeah. Please, guys, let's not.
Okay. All right. We're going to. I'm just curious on what's, you know, but we're going to let that be. All right. We're going to let
Yeah, we
be.
Don't want to know. You know.
No, we don't.
No flashbacks.
We're just not going to let the world
I already
know
too much.
But the problem. Yeah. But this is, y'all don't realize. Right. We was live stream, so they heard it anyway. We just wasn't on the radio.
That was for the live.
Well, oh, my God. They did.
They did.
Everything. Brother.
Oh, my God.
I always forget about the live stream.
Yeah. You going to get hammered today.
Oh, man.
I didn't say nothing about nobody. I know.
You my mom is watching.
Everything I said, I was just playing.
Me too.
I was just playing.
No, Jay.
Y'all forget you. I was acting. I was channeling.
As soon as I finish, I can go right over there and be. That happened.
Seven.
She is reading from a script.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's pursuing her acting
Thank
career.
Thank you. Thanks,
but
Al.
But anyway, you know, I got you.
I'm
going to
tell you
back.
What I was over. I was like,
I got you back. So that's why you keep DMing her?
I'm about to pull up these DMs in a minute. Okay, so we have Ask Al, and our first letter comes from Pam. Says, Dear Al and crew, my husband and I are swingers. We belong to an exclusive club with other swingers in the city. My lifestyle may not be for everyone, but it works for us. The problem is we have friends who are not into the life and they have no idea that we are. We want to be open and honest, finally, and let our friends outside of the swingers club know about this. My husband says if we tell our straight friends that they will drop us like a hot potato. I think that they will understand as long as we are not trying to recruit them into the lifestyle. They will continue to be our friends. Al, do you think if we tell our friends that we swing, they will no longer value our friendship?
I don't think it'd be a problem, but my question is, why do you want to tell your friends about your sexual activities? Man. I don't understand that. So that'd be my question. My thing is just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
There's no need to share it.
You know, this happened on Insecure. Anybody watch Insecure?
I watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. So, you know, it's this Issa's friend and Molly's friend, really. Mm-hmm. He's a swinger, and that's their lifestyle, and that's right cool. On. But now he's messing with Molly. She kind of felt uncomfortable at first, but then, you know, so they know about it, and they're just like, you know, do you. But
I
agree. I don't think it's something you have to tell anybody. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't think it's no problem with the thing
she has to figure out is where is that urge coming from? Mm-hmm. Why does she want to expose that? Because it sounds like the husband is like, no. Just be clear. Yeah. When you open this can of worms, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she has some people that she is trying to invite. Yeah. And she has to be prepared for there may be some friends who may be low-key curious.
Yeah.
And so now your homegirl approaching your husband about. So you got to be careful, with what you Pandora's box you open. I was a part of a swingers club.
Okay.
Yeah, we were a Little League baseball team. What did y'all think I meant?
No.
Well,
what would you do, Nanza?
I would not say anything to anybody, but just like what Seven said, if the wife is all of a sudden thinking that it may be a good idea to be honest with everyone, maybe there's somebody that's in their friendship circle that she's interested in.
So
her husband probably needs to take a closer look at what her intentions are for outing them to everybody else.
Yeah. Keisha, tell or no tell?
I ain't saying nothing.
I know that's right.
I ain't saying ain't nobody been it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have to. You don't need to do that. Just
then they be swinging me anyway because I'm little. They just swing me from...
You're not in control?
I'm not in control. Man, a dude picked me up the other night at the nightclub and smelled my booty. I'm like, hey, girl, put me down. I'm too grown for this.
Hey, that's like,
I'm too grown for this.
So he was trying to figure out if he was a he or she.
Yeah, he was like, what
is this? You know how you see them dogs go to another dog. You got to walk up to him. You got to smell. So that dog was trying, he was trying to see if he was
a... Man, I couldn't do nothing. He was like almost 7 feet, 300 pounds. He just picked me up like I was a dog. And he sniffed my butt. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, you are right down there.
Oh my God.
That is crazy.
I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't call the police or nothing because I got priors and I know that they were gonna... So I was just stuck in the club looking like a child, but I'm
innocent. Oh my God.
That is terrible.
That was the best of situations.
That is terrible.
I know that was uncomfortable for you.
That was very uncomfortable.
So how did he pick you up? Did he pick you up from the way?
Now, I'm at the bar because you know the bar. I can't see over the bar because I'm only 4'11". So you got that little pole. So I step up on the pole. I guess he was going to help me. He just picked me up from behind. He lifted me up in the air like it was my birthday or something. Like, everybody look over here at the baby. Look at my baby. I'm like, your baby smell like cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
She just reminded me. I can't think of the movie. What's the movie with the Wayans brothers? And he's a...
A little man.
That's me all day.
Oh, my God.
Okay, dear Al and crew, I recently started dating this new guy, and things are going well. He's good in bed, treats me well, and we have fun. But here's my issue. He has a child that lives in Mexico, and every other weekend, he travels there to see the kid. When he goes, he stays with his ex. He says it's just easier for him to stay with her and be close to his child. When he returns from these trips, he doesn't say much, and then just goes back to normal with me. I think this is not normal behavior, but I am afraid to say something because I don't want to rock the boat. Is this the right approach? Signed, Need Answers Now.
I think at the end of the day, he just being honest where he's staying, because he can obviously stay. He's staying in a local hotel, and then she would never, and be staying over there. So
yeah.
I think if she has questions, she needs to just get clarity on what's going on. But if he's coming back and there's nothing, the thing will be this: if she calls him and he doesn't answer his phone, or the conversations are real short, or you FaceTime him and he don't pick up, then I think she has an issue. But other than that, I don't think there's a problem.
Or she could express that she's just uncomfortable with it, and now that she is a part of it, you know, maybe they could come up with some kind of resolution. Maybe she could travel with him, and they could get a room.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because actually, and this is the real of it, the baby and the child's mother aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, they're not.
You started out by saying, you recently started dating.
Yeah.
Right. Baby, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Because when you start talking to me about my kid and what I ought to be doing, you ain't doing nothing but putting a whole bunch of exes in front of you. Because in my life, when it comes to my kid, you number two or number nothing.
Yeah.
I think you have to ask yourself if you can handle a situation like that. You know, like, that's a question she needs to ask herself. You know, if this is what he's been doing even before they met.
Right.
Then, you know, I have an insecurity issue, or, you know, or this doesn't sit well with me. Now,
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. or morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
To visit his daughter. So, and I've
Carely's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana.
Well,
Carely's provides VA services and waiver services, such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS. SIL and private duty services. Carely's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible.
Baby, listen to me, please.
Carely's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
I don't want you. That's not what I mean by this. That's not, that is absolutely not. I will buy
Carely's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor.
You know what I'm saying?
KAYTKQJOFL.
Yeah.
Smell Keith's butt.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. or morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana.